Chala Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud 4:10. The Mishnah says that that challah we talked about before that's taken in Chutz La'aretz, even the challah for the Kohen, meaning the second one, which could be eaten by a Kohen who's Tameh, because it's not really challah at all, even that challah can't be brought into Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says, Nitai Ish Tekoa, Nitai, who was the leader of the town of Tekoa, Tekoa is a city in Eretz Yisrael, Ish Tekoa, meaning he's a leader, as you see in the Mishnah Avos, Antignus Ishsocha, where the Tosiont of Stera says that he was the leader of the town, so to hear. Now, even though Tekoa was in Eretz Yisrael and Nitai was from Eretz Yisrael, Hevi Chalos Mebetar, he brought Chalas, meaning Hafrashas Chala, from Betar, the city of Betar. Now, normally the city of Betar is in Eretz Yisrael. It was the home base, the main city that Bar Kokhba used as his capital in the rebellion, but this is not that Betar. This Betar is a Betar in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, these challahs are challahs that were separated in Chutz La'aretz. And even though we're talking about even a second challah that would be eaten by even a Kohen who was Tamei, these challahs were brought to Eretz Yisrael to be given to Kohanim over here. That was Nitai's intention. V'lo kiblu memenu, but the Chazal in Eretz Yisrael said, no, you're not allowed to bring that into Eretz Yisrael because it's Tamei, certainly. Remember, anything from Chutz La'aretz is Tamei. So it's forbidden. But what do they let them do with it? Nothing. The problem is the Kohanim couldn't eat it because since the actual challahs were Tameh, people might come to think it's mutter to eat Tameh challah. Therefore, they couldn't eat it. They couldn't destroy it because not everyone knew that these challahs came from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore they would think that they're burning and destroying challah, which is Tahor. And they couldn't send it back, because then people would think you're allowed to send challah from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz, which you certainly cannot do either. And therefore the din was that the challah should just be left aside where it was, and not given to any Kohen. And then on Erev Pesach it could be burned, because in Erev Pesach you can even burn truma and challah, which even if it's tahor, because of the Isser of having chametz on Pesach. The Mishnah continues with a very similar story. Anshe Alexandria, the men of Alexandria, that's a town in Egypt, so Chutz La'aretz, Heviu chalosen Alexandria, they brought their challah from Alexandria, and again, v'lo kiblu mehem, the Chazal said, no, you're not allowed to accept this challah from Chutz La'aretz for the very same reasons. The reason why the Mishnah says the same case twice here is because in the first case, since Nitai was from Eretz Yisrael and just was on a trip to Chutz La'aretz, people might be confused as to the origin of this challah, and that might be the reason you would think that the challah is restricted. But this second case here tells you that even if everyone knows it's from Chutz La'aretz, it's still forbidden. The Mishnah has one more case now, which is unrelated, but just as similar in as much as the Chazal were refusing to accept something from Chutz La'aretz. Here it says, Anshe Har Tzavoim, the men of the place called Har Tzavoim, this is a place in Eretz Yisrael. Heviu Bikurehem Kodem Atzeres, they brought their Bikurim, meaning their first fruits. We have Meseches Bikurim coming up very soon, Be'ez Hashem. They brought their first fruits, meaning their first ripening wheat and barley, or olives, dates, figs, grapes, or pomegranates, which are brought to the Mikdash and given to Kohanim after being presented in front of the Mizbeach. But the rule is that the bringing of Bikurim only should occur after Shavuos, the Chag, which the Mishnah refers to as Atzeres. But these people, Heviu Bikurim Kodem Atzeres, they brought it before Shavuos, and therefore it couldn't yet chachilu be offered. V'lo kiblu mehem, and the Chazal there, the rabbis in the Beis Mikdash said, no, take these bikurim back and come back another time. Bipnei shak hakasov sha'at b'torah, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, v'chag hakatzir, it'll be only in the holiday of the harvesting, referring again to Shavuos, that's at Tzeres, when the wheat is cut. Bikurei, you'll bring the grain product, that's the Bikurim, the first grain product, which is the Shtei HaLechem. Those are the two breads that are waved as part of the offering of the special korban that's brought on Shavuos. And then Ma'asecha Asher Tizra B'Sadeh. After that, you can bring other things that were planted in your fields, including other korbanos that are made out of meal and relevant here, your Bikurim. So again, the point is that you're not allowed to bring Bikurim prior to the waving offering of the Shtei HaLechem in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, and therefore they rejected it, and they sent them back with their Bikurim. Now, normally the rule is that when a Bikurim is brought to the Beis HaMikdash prior to Atzeres, They don't l'chaichila bring it. They don't do the procedure, but they can leave it there for later. Here, they actually sent these people from Hartzavon packing and made them take their bikurim back with them. The reason why is because even though l'chad b'di'evid, if a person would bring bikurim before atzeres b'di'evid, he's yotzi. It's done. That's a mishnah in Menachos in the 10th parak. B'di'evid, it's okay. But these people from Hartzavon were prominent people, and we were concerned. The Chazal were concerned that if people saw these guys bringing their bikurim early, so then other people would pattern their behavior after their behavior, and they'll start bringing more bikurim early before atzeres, which is unacceptable. And therefore, just an example, they totally rejected these bikurim from Hartzavon, sending them back. It's worth just noting a subtlety in the text. It doesn't say, when the Mishnah here says mipnei hakasov, because there is a verse, it doesn't say the usual language of the Mishnah, like a shene'amar, as it says, because what's driving this is not a pasuk, meaning it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa to reject the bikurim. It's simply that the rabbis wanted to uphold a value that you see in the pasuk, that it shouldn't be brought before Chag HaKatzir, and therefore to uphold that value and sort of to make it in people's minds, they sent the bikurim back home. That wasn't a requirement, but they sent the bikurim back home to Hartzavon to set an example, to uphold because of what the sentiment of the pasuk in the Torah was.